Most definitely. Oh, God. Nick. Actually, right now, I'm working on my one and only script. I have another pipe dream of making a movie. And so I'm way into that right now. But, yeah, there's other musicians out there that I admire very much that I love giving a tip of the hat to because they fed me. And you, the readers, can get fed too, hopefully. You know, all these people I wrote about, I was with for a few minutes or many months with Ravi Shankar studying tablas. With Bob Marley, I was just a few minutes in the dressing room. But I don't know. You don't steal from these people, but they influence.
Yeah, it's like they...
I mean, Elvin Jones, John Coltrane's drummer, I know that he... The way he accompanied John Coltrane, he had a conversation with him at times, and I had a conversation with Morrison at times, rhythmically.
Yes.
He'd say something, and I'd answer. Yeah, yeah.
A drummer that I've always been fascinated with, and I was lucky enough to meet him once, but he's a crazy guy, Stuart Copeland from The Police is a fascinating watch.
Yeah, he's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so his feel, he pushes the beat. He's always pushing, which is so perfect for The Police, you know.
Yeah.
I couldn't do what he did with The Police. And he couldn't. He was working with Ray and Robbie in the Doors of the 21st Century.
That's right.
And that didn't work out so well. They let him go.
Well, it didn't
work
out. But,
you know, believe me, I admire Stuart.
Yeah.
I admire him very much. And actually, he testified in my case against Ray and Robbie, so I was pleased with that.
I wasn't going to mention that, but seeing as you
that's
did...
That's book number two.
Yes.
You know, I just didn't want to have Jim... You know, Jim had passed, and he was my ancestor, and he went so ballistic over Come On, Buick, Light My Fire,
yeah,
a song which Robbie primarily penned. I thought, my God, he really cares about the whole catalog, and so I'm going to honor that, and we're not going to break on through to a new deodorant.
Okay, I do have one question, and this will be my last one. Coming out of the LA Woman sessions and feeling as good about it as you did, before Jim passed, was there a thought of, well, on the next album, it'll be better?
Well, he called me from Paris. He left for Paris when we were mixing L.A. Woman. And a few months later, he called and asked how the album was doing. And I said, well, it's doing so good, they want a second single. Lover Madly was, you know, big hit. I think Riders will be next. And he said, great. And, you know, he said, I'll be back and we'll do some more.
Oh.
But that didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that. John Densmore, thank you for your time today. Like I said, it's one of those moments you tick off.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. Real pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, sir.